Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Welcome. Good morning. And welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams. And as usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all at 7 a.m. Eastern time to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. Thank you, Lord, for breathing a breath of fresh air down my lungs and tapping me on the shoulders and saying, child, woo, wake up. I got more work for you to do. Wake up. I got more serving for you to do. Wake up with full confidence in me that I can use you and do and make things new through you. Through you, how special is that? How special should we feel that God has tapped us on the shoulder and said, wake up, I got more for you to do. Ooh, I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. It makes me excited to move and do what I gotta do for the Lord and just do what I gotta do in general, right? So let's get into it. Let's do this morning. Okay. So this past weekend, it was great. But wait. I got to tell y'all, happy June. This is a new month. This isn't just another prayer call, but this is a new month. So we're going to set the expectations for this month. And I believe that this message is going to do just that for you all. Okay. So this past weekend, you know, in my quiet time, I was listening to some sermons yesterday, of course, for service. And the Lord just dropped in my spirit, tell the story of how God told me to use what you have. Okay. Tell the story of how God told me to use what I have. And so let me give you some historical context. As you know, I am on tour with Career Chasers and Candles by Kaya Zene. We're doing events across the nation, across the nation, entitled Candles and Brunch Tour, the Candles and Brunch Tour. Okay, so with that, the Lord spoke to me, especially on the second tour, which was in Charlotte, second part of the tour, which was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I said, God, oh my goodness, I got so much things I got going on. It's lots of moving parts. We got to travel. We got to do this. You know, it's a lot of expenses going out. And I said, God, okay, what can I use for like gifts for the people that win the door prizes? And he said, use what you have. And I said, come again. God said, use what you have. And so I was like, okay, so I'm in my office and I came across my books. If you all don't know, I am an author. I wrote a book called Soul Ignition, and it's a poetry book. It's a career elevation poetry book. And so, and it also has prompts in there to get you to think and stimulate your mind on how to strategically elevate your career with the Lord. Okay, elevate your career with the Lord. And so I was like, oh my goodness, I totally forgot I had these books, my books. And so, well, not that I totally forgot I wrote the book, but I totally forgot that I had some on hand, right? And so I had a few on hand. I was like, oh my goodness, why didn't I think about this on the first stop? Right? The first thought, which is in my city. Why didn't I have my books at the event? Huh. Anyways, the Lord had to smack me in the face and say, use what you have. Use what you have. You don't have to buy anything. You already invested and put your gifts out there. Use what you have. So found the books, found the bookmarks. So at the end of the day, people walked away with, they didn't walk away with the book. They had to purchase the book. But they, some people got a book for just, you know, being answering the questions correctly. Some people purchased the books, but everybody got a free bookmark, a free affirmation bookmark. And so I was excited that I didn't have to spend any money or no gifts or nothing. And then, of course, I made money from what I had already produced and what I had forgotten I had on hand. So this leads me to the story that I really want to share with you all. If you're familiar with the parable of the talents, I want to lead us to that scripture, Matthew 25:14-30. Okay, Matthew 25:14-30. And this is the parable of the talents. And I know you're like, oh, the talents. Okay, tell me more. So in that time, talents meant amounts of money. So just to give you the Cliff Notes version of what this story is all about, is about a master, or let's just say the head of the household. A master is about to leave on a journey and entrust his servants with his property. He gives different amounts of money or talents to each servant based on their ability to manage it. One receives 5 talents and the second receives 2 talents. Both use their talents to invest and double their investments. The third servant, who received 1 talent, is fearful and buries his talent in the ground instead of using it to invest. When the master returns, he asks the servants for an account of how they used his property. Reward. This is the reward and reprimand part. The first 2 servants are praised and rewarded for their diligence and investment, while the 3rd servant is reprimanded for his lack of action and fear. And so the consequences are: the master takes the talent from the 3rd servant and gives it to the servant with 10 talents, emphasizing that those who are faithful with what they have will be entrusted with more, while those who are not faithful will lose even what they have. I hope that you heard all of that. I gotta say the last parts again, because it says at the end, when the servants told the master what they were doing with what they had given, with what he had given them, that he took the talent from the 3rd servant. Why? Because he buried it. He did nothing with it. And he gave it to the servants with 10 talents. And so he emphasized that those who are faithful, this story emphasizes those who are faithful with what they have will be entrusted with more. How many of y'all want to be entrusted with more, right? But in order to be trusted with more, you got to do what? You got to use what you have. Use what you have. And so while those who are not faithful will lose even what they have. I don't know about you, but I don't want to ever lose anything Lord has downloaded in my spirit. I don't ever want to lose anything again that the Lord has given me. The Lord has given you something, and I don't want you to not use it. And so going back to our story and reflecting on it, reasons we don't use what we have is, one, is because we overthink. We overthink, and that leads us down a path of stagnation. And so if you've been rocking with me for some time, you already know where I'm about to go with this. So that, and I say this all the time, stagnant Christians don't make sense, okay? Stagnant Christians don't make sense. And just to give you some context on, or remind you on what stagnation means, it means a lack of activity, a lack of growth, and a lack of development. Therefore, that's why I say stagnant Christians don't make sense, because I'm like, you claim to be a kingdom citizen. You claim to be a follower of Christ, but yet you lack activity, but yet you're not growing, and you have a fixed mindset over a growth mindset, but yet you're not developing in who God has called you to be. Another reason we don't use what we have is because we don't think what we have may be enough. We don't think what we have may be enough. And this inherently, which means built in, deep rooted, exposes our fear to execute. So when we don't think what we have may be enough, it exposes our fear to execute. How many of you have been so fearful to execute on something? It could be something so simple as, going to an interview, applying for the job, speaking up during the conversations at work, speaking up for yourself, negotiating for a salary, all of the things. It could be all those things, right? But when we don't think that we have, or what we have is not enough, it exposes our fear to execute. It exposes it, okay? Another reason, and the last reason I want to share with you on why we don't use what we have, is because we lack trust. We lack trust. Trusting in God can use us and do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We simply lack trust if we don't use what we have. We don't trust that God can come through for us. We don't trust that God will lead our paths. We don't trust that God has everything that we need. We don't trust that God will be Jehovah Jireh. Come on. We don't trust. We don't trust. We lack it. And the scripture in Ephesians 3:20 states, and I've used it here, this is what we lack. We lack that God can do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So today I encourage you to trust the power that works in you. Trust the power that is within you. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world, okay? So God has given you the authority to use the gifts that he has bestowed within you. So I want to encourage you this month and beyond to use your gifts, to use them unapologetically, right? Ask God, how do you want me to execute? How do you want me to use the gifts that you have given me? How do you want me to use the gifts of writing? How do you want me to use the gifts of speaking, the gifts of communicating effectively? How do you want me to use my gifts of encouragement? How do you want me to use the gifts of instruction or teaching? How do you want me to use those gifts, God? Ask God that, right? Ask him that. And so I'm going to give you some simple instructions on what you need to do in order to use your gifts. Don't overthink it. So simple, because we just talked about the reasons why we don't is we overthink. So I'm telling you, don't overthink it. You are enough. You have enough. And the reason you have enough is because the Lord is your shepherd and you lack nothing, period, right? The Lord is your shepherd and you lack nothing, period. And last but not least, increase your faith by having consistent conversations with God. Increase your faith by having consistent conversations with God. And that, my friends, is nothing but prayer. Consistent conversations is nothing but consistent prayer. Consistent prayer with God. Going to God with what may be doubtful in your heart. Oh God, I don't know about this. Oh God, help me out. Help me out, Lord. Simple as that. And allow God to speak to you. make room for God to speak to you. And so you can actually hear from God. Get quiet. Be still. The word says be still and know that he is God. Okay? So be still in this season so that you can hear from God. Tune out the noise of the world. Don't let the world tell you you're not enough. Don't let the world tell you, oh, you got to have this, that, and the third. Mm-mm. What you got to do is use your gifts. That's simple. Simple enough. What you got to do is use your gift. What you got to do is produce. Produce, produce, produce. Produce the book. Produce the podcast. Produce. Produce what you produce, the new things or the new courses in your business. Produce something that will impact your company at your job. Produce and produce unapologetically, okay? All right. I pray that story, and I pray that really convicted you to want to move forward in your journey of life, in your journey, in your career, in your journey, in your business. I really pray that you will take this, you will run with it this month, and come July, you'll be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I really took that step. I really took the step to the next level. I really executed on what God has called me to do. Just move. Move into the direction that God is leading you. And my friends, you will see a difference. You will see. And when you trust God with your gifts, listen, he's going to move. He's the one that gave you the gifts. He's going to move. Whew. He's going to move. Okay. He is going to move. So trust that. Stand on God's promises and know that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And it's his power that works in us. All right, you all, let's go into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for the gifts that you have given them, the gifts that they know about and the gifts that just may lay dormant in their life right now, God. But I ask that you stir them up so good that they have no choice but to use it. They have no choice but to execute it, execute on it, God, because you're stirring it up so good. You won't even get it off their mind. It's all they think about. And so, God, I thank you. I thank you for a new fire within their spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the consistent conversations. I thank you for their increased prayer life, God. I thank you for their increased trust in you. I thank you for them believing that they are enough. I thank you for building them up spiritually, building them up mentally, building them up physically, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for removing the overthinking that they have going on right now. I thank you for getting them out of stagnation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for their increased activity, their increased growth, and their increased development, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for surrounding them with people that will push them to further heights, to push them to new heights within their career, within their business, and within life in general. God, we need people that surrounding us that come in agreement. So God, I come in agreement with you that they will use their gifts and use them unapologetically, that they will not worry about what so-and-so is saying over here, but stay focused on what you say about them and stand firmly on the promises that you have for their life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for protecting them. We thank you for shielding them as they go and execute, as they execute in their households, as they execute on the job, as they execute on their businesses, God. We thank you for protecting their mental. We thank you for protecting their health, God. And we thank you for allowing them to stay zeroed in, zoned in on you, to stay focused on you. Let whatever they get, whatever you have given them, be fruitful in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.